jumped about 7 or 8 cents yesterday on the back of pretty strong prices at Roma and also Gunnedah, where ECI-eligible cattle at those markets, it was 631 cents at Roma and 615 cents at Gunnedah. So some pretty good prices yesterday.
Give me an understanding as to what's going on behind those numbers.
Rainfall across most of Queensland over the past month or two has really seen a contraction in supplies. So last week we only saw 1,000 head go through Roma, where the same time last year there would have been around 10,000 head going through Roma. So there are tighter supplies, and then even not just through the sale yards, but coming forward for processing. Last week there were only about 134,000 head of cattle processed, which the same week last year there was around 175,000 head processed. So we are really noticing the tighter availability of Australian cattle.
Well, you talk about those national slaughter rates. I just want to drill that back down to Queensland, because I think the numbers last week in Queensland, about 58,000 head of cattle went to slaughter. That's down 30% on this time last year. That trend, if you look at what's going to happen and into that crystal ball of yours, that trend, is it likely to continue, Ben Thomas?
Perhaps not to that extreme, because the beginning of last year was when we were at our record Australian processing rates. So we are comparing one extreme to the other. When we have a look at what the year's panning out to be, we're expecting around 7.6 million head of cattle to be processed. Now, that's going to be down from the 9 million head that we did last year, so that's 16%. So we're probably not going to see week-on-week declines as extreme as what we saw last week, but overall, and when we annualise it, it'll end up being about a 16% fall.
With these prices and that tightening supply, how much of a squeeze would processors be under?
Oh, look, that's a very, very difficult one to answer. I mean, they've always got their own kind of operating margins and things that they need to run by. And it's a little bit of a tricky one. Look, when we have a look at the demand side and where the 70-odd percent of the beef that Australia produces each year does get exported, considering the Aussie dollar is forecast to stay below 70 US cents, that is a big positive. But then on the other hand, we have seen a bit of a softening in the US beef market. In Australian dollar terms, imported 90CL or manufacturing beef prices are about 15% below where they were last year. And then there's now growing competition from Brazil. They've now got a number of plants approved to send beef to China, and they've now got boats on the water sending beef back up to Saudi Arabia. So while we do have the tight supplies really working in the Australian producers' favour here, there are a couple of factors that we need to keep an eye on and be aware of that are happening internationally.
And what about for real prices for producers back into their pockets? How does it equate back to what they are getting, say, now as opposed to, well, if you look a couple of years ago in Queensland through the sale yards, prices were quite deflated with big turnoff due to drought. But if we look at, say, the past couple of decades in real dollar terms, how much more money would producers be making at the moment?
The ECI is, in real terms, around the highest it has been in 30 years. It was the late 70s when, if you were to convert those prices to 2015 dollars, the ECI equivalent would have been approximately 750 cents. So there's still a bit of a way to go before we get near those levels. However, considering that at 600 cents, it's the highest it's been in 30 years, that's that is pretty good news. And even, back to the market itself, even if it does hold relatively steady this year and doesn't move around too much, I mean, at these levels, that's excellent prices for producers.
I was going to say, what is the expectation as far as whether it will go much higher, go back down? You said it might stay around that 600 mark for a little bit longer this time around. But Ben Thomas, overall for this year, herd numbers are going to fall. Are we going to be talking about an ECI in the 600 mark for most of 2016?
Look, I think that's going to be a little bit of a stretch. I am fairly confident, though, that the ECI averaged 510 cents last year, that the ECI will probably average higher again this year, especially because of how strong the start to the year has been. A really interesting observation, though, this year is that the Eastern Young Cattle Indicator has had one of its flattest starts to the year. So, the least movement up or down. And I think that just highlights how almost precariously poised it is, because on the one hand, cattle prices are, on the one hand, you do have those expectations of much tighter supplies, but then on the other hand, we've got a few things that we really need to keep our eye on and be aware of that are happening internationally, and namely that's the greater or increasing competition from Brazil and that softer US beef market.